it's going to be another one of my 5-minute geek shows recorded from the car. I just have not had a lot of time in the office lately, both because of trying to catch up from paternity leave and also because we're just really busy at work, which is an awesome problem to have. So I want to do a real quick one. I've noticed quite a few people recently do something that is an interesting phenomenon, which is not a phenomenon, but it's an interesting thing where someone says, I'm looking for work, please retweet. And quite a few of the people are people who, A, when they tweet it out, they say something like, need work. Basically, they're communicating the fact that, like, they can't be bothered to even, like, spend a full 140 characters on the request for work. But also, like, they're usually very demanding. Like, don't send me anything that's not exactly up to my standards. You should be honored to work with me. So that's one thing. Like, your attitude in those things really has an impact. But that's a secondary. The primary thing is, in this and in other contexts, it's important to be doing the work when you're not in the moment of the thing to prepare for when you do hit that moment. So this is one example. There'll be other examples. So for an example of getting a job, if you wait until the moment when you need a job to do the things that will help you get that job, you're going to find yourself in a really difficult spot because a lot of things that help you prepare for getting your next job take time. And I've talked about this recently, if you want to hire someone who's not a white and maybe not a white and or East Asian male, you probably need to do work prior to the hiring day to start developing relationships and understanding how to reach out to people and how to change your application process to be more appropriate for those folks and that kind of stuff. If you want to launch a product, like an info product or something, you might need to be doing work prior to the launch to get an audience. Right? If you wait until the moment where you want to launch a product to start developing an audience, your audience is going to be like just a couple people. But if you've been doing work to develop an audience, then by the time you actually need an audience, you already will have one. Sorry, I'm recovering from a cold. So in general, we tend to not have the foresight to think about things we're going to need in the future, whether it's a new job or an audience for this or whatever else. And so I would encourage you to stop, sit down, and think about what are things that I've either needed in the past and not had because I had not done the long-term work? What are some things I might anticipate needing in the next 2-3 years or even 2-3 months that I could stop and start some kind of intentional practices right now to prepare me for when that day comes and I need to have done the prep work and I haven't? And there's a lot of different things. I can't even tell you what I just gave a couple examples, but there's a lot of different things where if you just stop and think, what are those next steps? Or let's say your business is really successful right now and you got a ton of work. Well, start now doing the business development for your next client, because if you wait until you all of a sudden don't have enough work to start doing that work, it's going to take you a long time. You're going to have a whole bunch of time without enough clients. So just find the things that you maybe aren't feeling the need for right now, but you can imagine feeling the need for in the future. And start right now. Identify what the steps are that you can take. So if it is getting a job, think about the things that you need for a job. Well, you need a reputation. You need open source. The number of people who applied to a job for me and said, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I just don't have any time for any open source work, or I don't have any code that I've written within the last 7 years. Okay. That's a common problem. So right now, go create a side project. Do it. You know, make the time for it. In a language or framework or something like that, but just write it in a way that makes you proud of what you're doing and you'd be happy sending this as part of your application, or start tweeting or start blogging, whatever things you want kind of in your portfolio next time you apply for a job, go do those things. Or if you own a business, imagine the next time you run short on work. What are some steps you can take right now to get yourself ready for the next time you run short on work? What are some relationships you can develop further, or whatever else it ends up being? So identify some things you will need the next time, you know, you don't have, next time you wish you had done the prep work, and go do the prep work right now. That's it. I hope this helps someone. This may actually be 5 minutes. Thanks for listening to 5 Minute Geek Show. This is Matt Stauffer. See you next time.
5 Minute Geek Show?
Yeah, when you're singing it, can you do that?
Say 5 Minute Geek Show?
Yeah, but sing it with that song.
Five Minute Geek Show.
Perfect. My man.